Ethics and Practitioner Responsibility. As practitioners of divine feminine healing, ethics and responsibility lie at the heart of our practice. We are called upon to accompany women through intimate and profound processes, to be witnesses to their vulnerabilities and strengths. This privileged position involves great integrity, a keen awareness of the issues at stake, and a clarity about our role and our limits. One of the fundamental principles is the unconditional respect for the individual in their entirety. This means welcoming each woman in her uniqueness, without judgment on her choices, her beliefs, her history. It is creating a safe and trusting space where she can reveal herself and explore her areas of shadow as well as light, at her own pace. Our role is to guide her with kindness, respecting her free will and her responsibility on her path. Confidentiality is another pillar of our ethics. Everything that is shared during a session or in a workshop is strictly confidential and must not be disclosed to third parties. It is the foundation of the trust relationship that ties us to our clients. The only exceptions concern situations where the person represents a danger to themselves or others, in which case it may be necessary to alert the appropriate authorities. Being a practitioner in divine feminine healing also requires great honesty about our skills and limits. We are not therapists nor doctors, and it is important to clarify this with our clients. Our role is to provide tools, rituals, thoughtful guidance to support their healing process, but we can't replace medical or psychological follow-up when necessary. Knowing when to refer to other professionals is a key skill. This honesty also concerns our own journey. As practitioners, we are invited to a sincere and regular practice to always deepen our knowledge of ourselves. Guiding others on a path we are not following ourselves would not only be hypocritical but potentially dangerous. By embodying the principles of divine feminine healing, we can truly inspire and support our clients. Another essential point concerns the management of transferences and countertransferences in the supporting relationship. It is natural that emotional movements and projections arise, especially when dealing with intimate matters, as is the case in our practice. Rather than denying them, the issue is to be aware of them, to welcome them with discernment, and to use them in the service of the process. Maintaining a clear framework and appropriate boundaries, while cultivating the right empathetic distance, is a subtle art that requires practice and supervision. The energy dimension of our work also implies specific responsibilities. When we open and activate the body's energies, when we call upon archetypes and spiritual forces, this can have a powerful impact on people. It is therefore crucial to always act with discernment, respect, and integrity. This implies preparing our sessions well, creating a sacred and protected space, clearly guiding and beautifully closing. It also requires knowing how to manage the possible resistances or emotional releases that may emerge. Finally, our ethics not only concern the relationship with our clients, but also the relationship with our practice and our community. Being honest in promoting our services, transparent about our rates, respectful of our colleagues are all ways to honor our commitment. Cultivating a spirit of cooperation rather than competition, knowing how to ask for help when needed, sharing our doubts and questions are attitudes that foster trust and cohesion. In the end, the ethics of the practitioner in divine feminine healing is a path of humility and responsibility. It's a commitment to always give the best of ourselves, in the service of healing and the empowerment of women. It's also a constant reminder to take care of ourselves, to cultivate our own balance in order to better accompany others. By embodying these values of authenticity, kindness, and integrity, we become inspiring guides towards greater consciousness and freedom. Key points to remember: ethics and responsibility are at the heart of the practice of divine feminine healing. They imply integrity, awareness of the stakes, and clarity about the role and limits of the practitioner. Fundamental principles are unconditional respect for the individual, non-judgmental reception, creation of a secure and trusting space, and respect for individuals' free will and responsibility on their path. Confidentiality is essential and only suffers a few exceptions: danger to oneself or others. The practitioner must be honest about their skills and limits, know how to refer to other professionals when necessary, and carry out a sincere and regular personal journey. Management of transferences and countertransferences requires awareness, discernment, and the ability to maintain a framework and a proper distance. The energetic dimension of the work includes creating a sacred and protected space, guiding with clarity and respect, and knowing how to manage emotional releases. Ethics also concern honesty in promoting services, transparency in rates, respecting colleagues, and encouraging cooperation. It is a path of humility, responsibility, and a commitment to give the best of oneself in service to women's healing and empowerment, while taking care of one's own balance.